Hestishri, Thursday 6th of October, Rabbi Ilan Halberstadt, Mechanics of Tshuva.
Rabbi, I'm sorry I'm late. Stuck in traffic, apologise. Sorry. Thank you, Mechila at least. We start the Yom Kippur davening. We say that Hashem should be meicher as ki lechol ha'om b'shgoga. Everybody is a shoygeg, and it bothers me. What does it mean? Everybody is a shoygeg. Sometimes we do our very special shoygeg, and many times it's bemazed. Yet we announce Kol Nidre night just before Maariv. We say. Everybody is b'shogeg. So what is pshat? What does that mean? I want to use that also as an opportunity to really try and understand how tshuva works, and specifically how tshuva of Yom Kippur actually, how it works, and what is our avodah of Yom Kippur itself. We're going to spend... As we know, we spend the whole day in shul, and we need to know and understand what is the main focus, what is the main point that we're trying to get to on Yom Kippur. It's interesting if you think about it, because Yom Kippur is a day of tshuva, and the Rambam describes what to do for tshuva is a very simple, or perhaps not so easy to do lemaisa, but technically speaking, one knows what one's supposed to do. One is supposed to think about what we've done in the past, then work out the regrets. You have to feel regret for what we've done. We have to verbalize our chatoim, and we have to make a kabbalah la'osid that in the future we're going to have a plan to be able to overcome our failings. And that's tshuva, technically, as it were, a simple process. What's interesting about what we do, however, Yom Kippur is a day of tshuva, and yet most of our day is spent in shul davening. Why isn't there a couple of hours, at least in Yom Kippur, where we say, okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're now going to stop davening. I want everybody to sit down, and we should start focusing on the mitzvah of tshuva. Sit down and think about our various, and do the technical tshuva. We do tshuva in the middle of davening. In the middle of davening. Now we don't eat matzah in the middle of davening, Pesach. We don't shake our aluminium in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. No other mitzvah do we combine with davening. Davening is one thing, and mitzvah is another thing. Learning Torah. And yet here, the mitzvah of tshuva, the vidui, is bound up together with the Shemoneh Esrei. Why is that the case? How anyway can we possibly do tshuva? How is it possible for a person to be able to do tshuva, and more than that, that Hashem will just wipe away the avirus? How does it work? What's the mechanics? How does it actually happen? So what I want to show you is something quite remarkable, which has many, many ramifications. Because tshuva, we know, is a cleaning process. Rabbeinu Yonah describes the cleaning, the psukim in Tanakh, about the avarus that we have. We're trying to clean away our avarus. You can only clean something which is external. Something which is intrinsic, which is part of the thing itself, cannot be cleaned. You can send your suit to the dry cleaners. If it's some sort of a light stain, whatever it might be, so usually you send it in and get it back, and that's it. Then you've got the deeper type stain, where... I don't know if you've ever had the experience of sending your suit in, your tie into the dry cleaners, it comes back and it's still there. You know, so they'll say, well, we tried, you know, but we couldn't, if you want us, we can try it again and again, but I'm not sure it's going to come out. Sometimes it needs a really, really thorough clean. It's not enough to do a once over. That's because the stain is more intrinsic. It's now part of the fabric much more than a regular stain. And of course, things that cannot be removed whatsoever are things that are not stains, but things that are the garment itself. You're not going to send your suit to the dry cleaners and come back, well, usually, and you're not going to expect that the suit's going to come back missing the sleeve. Missing the sleeve. So listen, I'm really sorry. We put the washing machine on a bit too strong, and it just, you know, the sleeve went. The washing machine will clean external stains. It doesn't get rid of the thing in and of itself. The way tshuva works, the holy side of tshuva, is to be able to tell Hashem, genuinely, that any avera that we do is only external. It's not who we are be'etzem, it's not who we are intrinsically. We say it every day in davening, Neshama shenosata bi tahirahi. The neshama that you Hashem gave me is tahar. There are different parts of the neshama. It's the nefesh that does the avera. But the neshama, there's a core part of a yid that can never be touched, will always be tahar. What do you mean? We do averus. So the averus on that which is external to us. But if we get in touch with our neshama, the deeper the place we go inside of ourselves, when we get in touch with our deepest part, our neshama, and we associate ourselves with that part of who we are, and we say, that's who we actually are, that's who I am, I'm that neshama, then memela, what happens automatically is the averus fall away because they are only external, they're not who I am. Averus are things that we do, but hopefully that's not who we are. Who we are, we hope, is the neshama shenosatabi, the good person that was within everybody. The true yid that is within every single person. But we do our averus. And in Yom Kippur, the way that tshuva works is trying to be in touch with that part of ourselves which is so deep that it is never tainted by chait. Such that we can incredibly get up there and say, yes, Hashem should be mochalaz, ki l'chol ha'om bishkoga. Everybody's b'shogeg. We ask the question, what do you mean everyone's b'shogeg? I know I did things b'mezid. What's going to be? It's all b'shogeg? Because yes, but etzem, even when we do an avera b'mezid, we didn't want to do that avera. As the Gemara tells us, ein adam chayt elam kein nechnas by rashtus. A person only does an avera when he gets a spirit of insanity. So he looks like he's mazed. I wasn't thinking. I wasn't being my true self. And that's why I did the avera. But it's a rashtus. And we say, ki l'chol ha'om bishkoga, everybody's b'shogeg. In other words, when you get in touch with who you really are, you realize that I wasn't thinking, and that was a rashtus, and that's not who I am. It's external. It's a stain on the outside, but it's not who I am intrinsically. Once you've associated with that part of your neshama, that part of yourself, which is the deep part, which is not the person that wants to do the avarus. The avarus is only external. External things you can wipe away. And therefore, we allow ourselves to Hashem's chesed of wiping away avarus. And that's why it's called Yom Kippurim. Kippur means to wipe away. Wiping away can only be done for those things that are external. I'll show you a couple of examples of this, and then I'll show you a diuk also in something that we say on Yom Kippur itself. A number of examples. There's a beautiful Sfasemes. The Sfasemes says that La'asid Lavoi, the Gemara says in the Dorim, that La'asid Lavoi, in the future when Mashiach comes, Hashem is going to be Hotzi Chamar Min Atika. He's going to take out the sun from its casing, its cover. And the Gemara tells us, Tzadikim misrapim boy, the tzadikim will have a refuah from that sun. Rashaim, and those who are Rashaim, nidonim boy, will be judged by that very same sun. That light. And what does this Gemara mean? How could it be, says this, asked the Sfasemes, how could it be that for the tzaddikim, they're going to have a refuah, for the shoyim, they're going to have judgment on the very same light? What is it? Explains the Sfasemes so beautifully. What does it mean, Ainti Chamo Minatika? The sun is going to be taken out from its case. At the moment, the sun is within a case. We know that the world was created originally with a light that was beyond the physical light that we see. A light of Pnimius, the internal Ruchnius Dika light, which shines through and shows you the neshama, the personality that is within the outer casing of the body. That was the original light that shone. And Hashem was gonzei l'tzadikim, and also love Hashem hid it. And we live in a world where when we look at a person, we don't automatically see their neshama. We see a goof. We see a world which is gashmius. Says the Sfasemes, in the future Hashem is going to be haitzi chama min atiko. He's going to take out the outer casing. He's going to remove the shell of the externalities of this world. And he's going to show us the internal pnimius light, the neshama of everything, of every human being, and of everything in the world. So he says, so what's pshat? Tzadikim nisrapim bo? That light is going to be tzadikim nisrapim bo, rishonim nidonim bo? Beautiful, says Fasena. So exactly what we were speaking about. He says, who's a tzaddik? A tzaddik doesn't do an avera. A tzaddik can also do an avera. But the averas that a tzaddik does are not him. They're external. Pnimius, internally, who is he in reality? He's the neshama shenasata v'tahirahi. That's who he associates himself with. That's who I am, says the tzaddik. I am an oved Hashem. That's who I am. Happens to be I've done averas. But that's not who I am. And therefore, when this chamo is haitz min atiko, what is it going to do? It's going to shine the light of who is that person internally. Who is that person? For the tzaddik, that's a refuah. Why? Because it'll expose the pnimius of the person. Yes, that's who I am. I'm a tzaddik. I want to be a good person. That's who I associate myself with. I, averus? No, they're external. Tzadikim nisrapim, but they have a refuah from it. The averus fall away. They're healed from the averus. Rishoyim nidonim bo. A rasha who associates himself not with the pnimius. He says, no, who I am is the chitzonius. So that very light that reveals the pnimius, there's nothing there. For a rasha, there's just nothing there. It's just hollow. Because the rasha doesn't associate with his neshama. The Sifrei Chaim, the Sforim of the Tzadikim, the Sforim of the Rishoyim, we're trying to associate ourselves with that part of us who's a Tzadik. The Neshama, we're trying to say to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, that's who I am. I, Averus, external. That's not who I am. That's what I did. It was a Rashtus, a moment of insanity. It was a Shoygeg. I was amazed. No, it was a Shoygeg. I wasn't thinking. But Etzem, that's not who I want to be. That's why in Yom Kippur, we try and transcend the body. We beat down the body. The body's not who we are. The Gashmius is not who we are. We're trying to associate with just the pure Neshama that is inside of us. We don't eat, we don't... Everything, all the Inuyim on Yom Kippur are to say, I don't associate myself on this day with my body. On this day, I'm declaring, I am a Neshama. And when you hit your neshama, that's when you're able to have mechilas avonos. Because there's no averus in that area. It's also for no, it's not for nothing that the shofar of the yovel and the dinim of yovel begin, the shofar is blown on Yom Kippur. You can be an eved, and you can continue to be an eved for 49 years. You can opt to stay on after the 7 years. If you're not to stay on. But you can't stay on in the 50th year. When Yovel comes, everybody goes back to his place. Because that is the area that can have no control by anybody else. You're an Eved to Hashem. You can't be an Eved to anybody else. You can work for that person, but an Eved, at the end of the day, has to go back to his source as well. And that's why Yovel is on Yom Kippur as well. And this is a very, very important chiluk. It's not what we do, it's who we are. Somebody asked the Brisker Rav, sorry, the Brisker Rav had a visitor, and the Brisker Rav said, "What do you do?" And the guy said, "Well, I'm in such and such a business." He said, "No, but what do you do?" He said, "No, well, I make X amount of money." He says, "That's not what you do. That's what Hashem does for you. But what do you do? What do you do for Hashem?" And we read also on Yom Kippur. We read Yainah. There's many, many lessons that we learn from Yainah. One of the lessons from Yainah could be that it says, they ask Yainah and they say to him, they ask him, the ship's it's about to capsize and everybody, and they see this yid over there and they say, "Who are you? What's your name? And what do you do?" He says, "My name's Yainah." "Ma malachtacha," they say to him. "Ma malachtacha, what do you do? What's your work?" He doesn't say, "Well, I'm a novi, here's my card, call me anytime." I guess you won't have to call him, he'll know, right? Doesn't say that. "Ma malachtacha, what do you do?" He says, "Ivri or noichi. I'm a yid. As Hashem alakei ha-shamayim, ani yore, and I fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu." That's what he does. That's who he is. "Ma malachtacha, ivri or noichi." That's the statement of Yom Kippur. That's who we are. You know, the other day, I attended this beautiful Tehillim that they had for, I don't know if anybody was there, they had Tehillim for the young boys, little boys, school, primary school children. They had it in the in a shul nearby, for all, many, many different schools, lots and lots of different schools, primary schools, and the Rabbonim were there, but the majority of people were these Torah children. And it was, I don't know exactly numbers, but close to 1,000 people were there. Close to 1,000. And Rabbi Sayyid said to Hillim, "Avinu Malkeinu, Shema Yisrael." And the first posik of Tehillim, when everybody responded, my mamash got a shock. Even though I was expecting, I knew that they were going to respond. But suddenly you hear close to 1,000 children. Shira Malais! They don't sound like adults. They sound like children. And the Torah, the purity of the innocence of a child, being surrounded by close to 1,000 little boys shouting out Shira Malais, sends a shiver down your spine. That's Yom Kippur. Why? We're all trying to get in touch with that part of ourselves which is the Tara part of ourselves. The innocent, as it were, child who doesn't want to do any Averus, who wants to be pure and Tahor and only do the Rotzon Hashem. We say, Leman Tinoikis Shel Beis Rabbam. It's that purity that everybody has inside of ourselves. But we just get taken up with time. And we do Averus, but that's all external. And Yom Kippur we say, Hashem, we've come back home. Ki l'chala on b'shgoga. I'm going to share with you one other Gemara, and then the Diuk in davening as well. There's another Gemara, the Gemara in Brochus, that says that Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam have a discussion. Hashem says, Hashem tells them that he remembers everything. He remembers everything. And Klal Yisrael, it's based on the Pasuk and the Novi, Klal Yisrael say, if you're going to remember everything, maybe you'll also remember the Maisa Ha'egel. What's going to be? If you remember everything, you're going to remember our Averus. So Hashem says, no. Gam Eile Tishkachno. Eile Tishkachno. Eile is a reference to Eile Lehecha Yisrael. I'll forget about that. I'll ignore it. I'll forget about it. They say, Hashem, if you're using your koyach called Shikha, maybe you'll forget about the fact that we stood at Har Sinai, we said Nasim Nishma. Maybe you'll forget it. If you're going to forget about the bad, maybe you're going to forget about the good on our behalf. So Hashem says, no. Gam eile tishkachna. The pasuk continues, V'anoichi lo yashkochev. Anoichi. Anoichi Hashem lekecha lo yashkochev. That I won't forget. That's the Gemara. And I heard from Rav Moshe Shapiro explained very beautifully. Shikha, forgetting things, is only shayach, is only possible for things that are not you. They're external to you. You don't forget in the morning, when you wake up in the morning, you don't forget who you are. You don't have to remind yourself who you are. oh, here's my hand. Oh, I exist. You don't have to do that. Pieces of information, perhaps things that we learn, that we forget. Because we haven't, as of yet, made it part of ourselves. But things that you that are part of you, or intrinsically part of you, you don't have to remind yourself. You don't have a note in the morning reminding you who you are, your name, your... You don't need that. You know who you are. Shikha is only for those things that are external. Gam eile tishkachna, the Ribbono Shelolam can forget about the Maisa Egel. You know why? He can forget about it. Shikha. Because it's not part of who we are. It's external. So it can be forgotten. V'anoichi. Klal Yisrael standing at Maimed HaSinai, saying and hearing, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. That became part of Klal Yisrael. Every neshama has Anoichi Hashem Elokecha buried deep within him. Anoichi loy eshkachech. Hashem says, Anoichi, I won't forget. And you won't forget it either. It's not possible for you to forget. Because it's bound up with who you are. It's in your neshama. It's intrinsically who you are. And therefore, the Egel, Averus, there can be Shikha and Averus. But if you connect to your neshama, Anoichi leeshkachech, that's part of who you are, that can't be forgotten. We can choose to ignore it and not connect to our neshama. But the Avodah of Yom Kippur is to go and connect with that which exists already. In all the other Sheish Zechirus, it says we have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, remember what happened to Miriam. But with Matan Torah it says, Hishama Lecha Pen Tishkach. Just don't let yourself forget it. You don't need to remember it. You have it in you. But just connect to it. Don't take what's inside of you and make it in the realm of Shikha, make it external. Connect to that which is internal. The Anoichi Lo Yeshkachech. So the Gam Eile Tishkachno, the Egel Hashem will forget, external can be forgotten, but that which is intrinsically internal, bound up with who we are, Anoichi Lo Yeshkachech. And of course, it's not for nothing. Anoichi means I. The Ribbono Shelolam says, Anoichi Hashem Lekecho. But he was also saying that within every Yid, when you say I am, that I is connected to the Ribbono Shelolam's I. As Hillel came into the Beis HaMikdash and he said, Gemara Sukkah tells us, he came and he said, Im ani kan, hakol kan. If I'm here, everybody's here. And Hillel was not referring to himself. Rashi explains. Hillel was saying, Im ani kan. If I'm here, Hashem, hakol kan, everybody's here. So why did he say ani? Because every Yid, every ani, deep down, who is the real I? Ivri Anoichi. Every Yid, every I, is really a chelik of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Shama that is bound up, deeply connected with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Aveda of Yom Kippur is that one thing. To connect to that Anoichi. The deepest I, which is absolutely clear and bonded with the Ribbono Shel Olam, connected to Hashem. And that's why tshuva is done during tefillah. Because tefillah, the yisoid of tefillah, is to stand in front of Hashem and to recognize that you are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are absolutely connected to Ribbono Shel Olam. And tshuva is getting to that point. The vidui and everything else, it's all averus, that's all external, it's all not me, it's not me, it's all rachshtus, it's all shagig. Who am I really? I am somebody who is ivri anoichi, I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's who the real I is. The anoichi lo yeshkachech. And we'll end with what it says in the Yom Kippur davening itself. We say, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, anoichi, anoichi, hu meicha pesha'echa. On the simple meaning, it means either Ribbono Shel Olam will wipe away your sins. But with what we've said, perhaps we have a new, deeper insight. Anoichi, when a person gets in touch with the deeper who am I, that's then when a person realizes who am I? I am an Eved of Hashem, and I am exactly connected to that Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, the revelation of Hashem in the world. When you connect to that, that's what gets rid of the Averus. Because that's who you are, and Averus fall away, because Averus are all external, Averus are all Shikha. We can forget about the Averus, that's not who we are. And that's the Avod of Yom Kippur. To connect to who we are, and to tell the Rebbeinu Shalom that everything we've ever done, it's all Bishkoga, it's not who we are, those are things that we might have done, it was a rush dus. But the Rebbeinu Shalom should be Meichelaz, because who we are is Ivri Onoichi, Ves Hashem Lakei Hashemayim, Ani Yorei, we should be Zoichet, and Mechilas Avenus.